Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Northeast Minnesota is under an air quality alert through noon tomorrow due to continued smoke scattering. Areas of heavy smoke across Wisconsin and Michigan are rotating our way due to high pressure. Affected areas include Two Harbors, Hibbing, Ely, Duluth, and the tribal nations of Grand Portage and Fond du Lac. Still lots of uncertainty whether state lawmakers will need a special session this fall to adjust the newly passed state budget. There's been talk lawmakers could be called back depending on federal cuts from Washington, but DFL Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy says the problem is the lack of information coming from D.C.
The federal government has been pretty stingy, I would say, with details, which has been frustrating for policymakers and for the administration. But we just have to dig into the bill, and we will. We're able to analyze and be clear about what we're thinking.
Murphy says legislative leaders would like to go through the changes first before deciding if another special session is needed. State Representative Kali Vang Herr is running for mayor of St. Paul in November. Herr has represented Minnesota House District 64A for 7 years. Republican businessman Mike Hilborn and former city council candidate Yan Chen are also challenging Carter. Last week, the Minnesota State Patrol arrested a 36-year-old man who was found naked inside the state capitol 3 times. The first 2 times he was found, troopers brought the man to Regents Hospital, only for him to be released and returned to the capitol. Sue Abderholden, executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Minnesota chapter, says Regents had to release the man as he wasn't a danger to himself or others.
When we don't have many hospital beds, it's pretty hard to get in for those reasons. But definitely if someone is attempting or threatening to physically harm themselves or others, or substantial property damage, you have a better chance of getting a 72-hour hold and then being committed.
Abderholden does thank troopers for recognizing the need for a mental health evaluation instead of arresting him, something she says is still very common across the country. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy is scheduled to start Saturday's preseason game against the Texans at U.S. Bank Stadium. The second-year quarterback suffered a season-ending knee injury during last year's preseason opener. Viking fans say they're excited to see McCarthy play again. And for the first time in club history, the Minnesota Twins will honor Dakota culture with a custom bat and hat to commemorate Native American Heritage Night at Target Field. The team announced they're teaming up with Prairie Island Community for the festivities. The custom bat and hat were designed by Prairie Island member Shailene Foote. The first 5,000 fans will receive the bat for the Saturday, August 9th game against the Kansas City Royals. A bear with a jar stuck on its head for over a week in northern Wisconsin is finally free. The state's DNR received reports for a week of a skinny black bear roaming with a plastic jar stuck on its head. Officials finally pinpointed the 2-year-old female bear, tranquilized her, and cut the jar off before relocating and releasing her into the woods. She now has 2 plastic ear tags for later identification. This is MNN.